It is April 9th, 2021. I'm graduating high school in like 2 months, and I still don't know what I want to do with my life. And it's so hard to like see everybody choose their schools and talk about their majors and their plans, and everyone seems so sure that they want to do what they want to do. But I think my problem is I'm not passionate enough about anything, but I'm also passionate about everything. I see myself doing anything, but I guess the challenge lies in where will I be the most happy, or will I have to change up my plans later on? Because I think I'm just a person that won't be content with just one career field, like not just one job, but like career field. Like, I want to teach, but I also want to be in medicine, but I also want to be in business, and I also want to do this and that. And I feel like it's hard to interconnect those, all my interests. And then I want to be able to look into environmental science, and that's just like, I mean, like many people, it's really hard to choose, I guess. And I don't think I want to choose. I don't know if I want to choose. Like, I see myself traveling to teach, but then I also see myself going back to school in like 10 years to become a nurse. And I also see myself, you know, working as an accountant and then branching myself out from there and getting into finance and then getting into marketing and getting into, you know, the business world. But I also see myself teaching at a small elementary school or high school. And then I also see myself anywhere and everywhere. Genuinely, I don't know what to do. And I got waitlisted from a school I really wanted to go to, and I got accepted into all the other schools I applied to, which wasn't surprising because they were not like super challenging schools to get into. But I'm grateful that I have a backup plan. But I guess just seeing everybody else that I know get in, I'm not saying I'm better or they're worse or they're better and I'm like, I just feel like I genuinely did enough. Like, genuinely, I felt like I did enough. And comparatively, you know, I think I did a lot to match up to my peers, and I think I genuinely grew up to be a person who's, you know, ready to succeed at a larger school like that. But I got put on the wait list, and it crushed me because I genuinely thought it was enough. I genuinely thought I was enough. And of course, I always tell this to other people, and I need to tell this to myself. The school you go to, or the school that gives you missions, or the school that whatever, does not define you at all. Your job doesn't define you. None of that defines you. It's so many more things. And I want to tell myself that so badly and listen to myself, but it's just super hard to do it. Like, it's really hard. And genuinely, people have said this over and over and over. And people preach this over and over and over. And I'll preach over and over too. That decision, that college decision, does not reflect on your character. It does not show who you are as a person. But nonetheless, they are still so soul crushing, especially if you see yourself on the campus so much, you've done extensive research, you know you would be a good fit just by the person you are and what you've done and what you've want to pursue, and what, like, you know that you'd be such a great fit for this school, but then they just told you, "We don't think so." It is so soul crushing, and it shouldn't be, but it is, because basically we've worked super, super hard all throughout our educational career to achieve something like this. And I know your college experience is definitely what you make of it. And I think I will be able to be happy wherever I end up, but it's still really hard. I got waitlisted, so it's not over, I guess. And I also sent in an appeal, which is always an option. It depends on the school, I think, but at this school, you can appeal a rejection, you can appeal a waitlist, you can appeal if you didn't get into directly admitted into the major you want. So, you know, so appeals aren't uncommon, I guess. It is uncommon that they go through, but I guess I see myself at that specific school. I see myself advancing with the school and advancing my education a lot further than I would at the other schools I would go to, the backup schools. Because I think at those schools, I wouldn't continue my education. I would just get a degree, get a job kind of thing. But at the school I wanted to go to, and I saw myself doing research, I saw myself going to graduate school there, I saw myself continuing further, master's and PhD maybe. But at the other schools, it's more to just get a job. I don't know. But again, college decisions are soul crushing if they are decisions that you did not want to see. Like, it really hurts. And it's amazing to see all these people get into their dream schools. But at the same time, you can't help but feel sorry for yourself that you can't experience the same things, even though you've worked really hard to be able to experience it. But you did it, and you'll keep asking yourself, what if I did this? What if I did that? What if I... and so on and so forth. But you can't go back in time. Time travel was real. It's always... if time travel was real, it would have already been a thing. If someone invented it in the future, I don't know. We would already know about it, I think. But, yeah. Is there any way for time travel to ever be real? Like, how does that work? Anyways, but yeah, there's definitely a lot to think about. Now I have to make a decision on where I want to go. One decision is staying home and going to the school that I got into that's literally 15 minutes away from my house, so I'd stay home. And it's a pretty good school, but it's definitely smaller. It's the smallest out of all the schools. I think I like that because then you have the opportunity to interact with your professors more, and they just have more time for you, because they're not interacting with 300 plus students and dealing with 300 plus emails. They're dealing with a much smaller pool, and if you can find a professor that you can build a connection with, they just have time to do that versus at a bigger school, they have more time. Of course you can do that at a bigger school too, but it just would be a little harder. The other school I'm considering is a school that I would live on campus. I would be about an hour and a half away from home, so not bad at all. I could definitely still come down for the weekend and still hang out with my friends if we plan a day. It's really, it's totally possible, and I really love the area. Like, the area is amazing. I'm a really but I really enjoy taking hikes and going to the beach and going to the river, because the nature in Washington State is so beautiful, and that campus is literally smack in the middle of all of that, and it's right next to so many great hikes and so many great things. It's a great, and it's a school that most people will dorm at, but it's also a smaller school, but it's not small. Like, it's over 10,000 students, but it's under 20, so I would say it's on the smaller side, but not small. It's definitely still big. When you hit over 10,000, I think that's really, really big. But yeah, there, I would live there. I already have a roommate in mind. Hopefully that works out. And I would get the benefit of being on my own. Even though I have a roommate, you are mostly on your own. There's no parents, there's no this and that. You're a bunch of students that are first time on your own, which is like really an experience that you probably won't get to experience anywhere else but college. And at that school, it is super easy to double major, to switch majors, which I know would be beneficial for me because I am super indecisive. It has more majors than the other school I'm thinking about, and I guess it's good that they have that. Of course, it's like, it's easier to switch majors and stuff like that, but it's not like you can do whatever you want. But the only downside to it is location. like, the location is an upside and a downside, I guess, because it's not close to the city. Certain things will lack, but there, I think I would pursue a career in teaching, but also pursue a business degree. I don't know how likely that is to, I don't know how I would accomplish that. I guess it'd take probably 5 years to do that, maybe more. Am I willing to stay for 5 years? Who knows? Yeah, it's, but there, it has a great teaching program, which is really, really good. I see myself as a teacher, but I also see myself working just like at an office. But yeah, decisions are really tough, and I'm still so lost.